As we prepare to hear these words from John's Gospel for us today, I would invite you to stand with me either in body or in spirit. John has these words for us today from the 14th chapter. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them. And we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom God will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this because before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us today, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Gracious and loving God, for the words in John's Gospel, we are grateful. We pray that they might be planted within our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. And now, O God, in these moments that we share together, we pray for a sense of peace and rest and comfort. Comfort, O God, from the activities of daily life and living, those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we pray in Christ's name. Amen. If you love Jesus Christ, you will keep his words. If you love Jesus Christ, you will read his words. And so then comes the question, well, how can I keep them if I don't know them? And how can I know them if I don't read them? What if you don't understand them? What if you don't study them? If I were to give you a test this morning and give you all a ream of paper and say, have at it. Write down every scripture, line, passage, story you remember. How many sheets of paper would you need? Would one ream be enough? Or would you need a second one? Those who love me will keep my word, and the Lord God will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from Almighty God who sent me. I have said these things to you while I'm still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom God will send in my name, will teach you everything and will remind you of all that I have said to you. So what about this Holy Spirit? The Spirit of God, the Advocate, the Helper, God's presence, the Paraclete. Does it make us squirm a little bit or feel uncomfortable when we talk about the Holy Spirit? Frequently there is confusion and fear, uncertainty in the life of the church when the presence of the Holy Spirit is mentioned. Over the years, historically, the church has not always been sure how to deal with the Holy Spirit. We've tended to take the Spirit of God and say, well, I've created this nice, neat little box, and I'd like you to go in here and then set that box on a shelf and say, there. There's the Holy Spirit. I've dealt with the Holy Spirit. Now I can move on. I really don't understand the power and the presence of God's Spirit because, well, I want to live life my way, not God's way. I'll do it when I can, but it's got to be convenient for me. I don't want to be too involved. I don't want to do this or that. Just keep the Spirit on the shelf. I mean, after all, how do we handle the gifts of the Spirit? And what are they anyway? Well, the gifts of God's Spirit include things like prophecy, teaching, serving, exhortation, which is speaking words of encouragement, giving aid, compassion, healing, working miracles, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, wisdom, knowledge, faith, discernment, apostleship, helps, administration, evangelism, and shepherding. Every one of you have at least one. At least one of those spiritual gifts that I just mentioned. Maybe some have two or three or four, and maybe sometimes in your life you're given a spiritual gift for a specific instance or event in the life of the church, and then it's gone just as quickly as it came, but replaced by something else for the work and the ministry of the church. Specifically, gifts are given for the work within God's kingdom, for the building of God's kingdom, the sharing and living of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is so concerned about each and every one of us here this morning in receiving the gift of the Spirit. Jesus knows that the Spirit is good for us. He knows that the Holy Spirit will teach us in His absence, and that we'll be reminded then, our minds will be flooded with those words that perhaps we've forgotten that Jesus spoke. The Scriptures say, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom God will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said. Now, after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the disciples, we are told, remembered what Jesus had said and done, and they were brought into a deeper understanding of their faith in the mission and ministry that was before them, and that, my friends, was the gift of the Holy Spirit. Each and every one of us, we are also told, will receive peace. Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. It's a new promise of assurance to the disciples of Jesus. This is the first time peace is mentioned in the Gospel of John. It's almost like Jesus was writing his will and giving to all his peace that passes our understanding. That perfect inward peace that just gives us that sense of calm in the midst of turmoil. I don't need to worry, because I know that everything is okay. The peace that Jesus is giving is his peace. And it is a peace that comes from the very heart of God. Dr. Paul Brand was speaking to a medical college in India. And he said, "Let your light so shine before others that they may see and behold the good works and give glory to Almighty God." And in front of the lectern was this little oil lamp that was burning. Smaller version, let's say, of the Christ candle. And there it was in front of the lectern with its little cotton wick and its oil and boldly shining. But as he preached, it ran out of oil. And it started to smoke and smolder. A wick burned dry produces a lot of smoke, and it began to make him cough as he was trying to preach, and he immediately grabbed hold of that opportunity. He said, "Some of us here are like this wick. We're trying to shine for the glory of God, but we stink." That's what happens when we use ourselves as the fuel for our witness rather than the Holy Spirit. Wicks can last indefinitely, burning brightly and boldly in darkness when they have the proper fuel. When the Holy Spirit is in constant supply in our lives, indeed, the light of Christ boldly and brilliantly shines forth through each and every one of us. My friends, God loves you. And God wants the best for you. A relationship with Jesus Christ, nurtured and fueled by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we might receive the peace of Christ. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, you have sent the Holy Spirit into the world, offering the gifts of your Spirit, showering upon each and every one of us. And then, O God, you give the gift of your Spirit to be the fuel that enables each and every one of us to live and to move and to share and proclaim the good news of this one called Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. O God, we pray that the light of Christ might shine every single day within our lives. Oh God, we know that sometimes we hide this light under a bushel and we say, "Oh, no, not today." As we come to receive this holy meal, forgive us for those past times when we've not allowed your light to shine forth within us, that we've hid it, that we've done, said, and acted in ways that are contrary to your will and your calling to each of us. O God, restore us today. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen.